Are we on?
Yep.
It's 6 o'clock, and so I'd like to call the Historic Preservation Committee meeting to order for Wednesday, February 25th, 2015. The first order of business is to have a roll call. Fredericks? Do we know about
it?
Her and Steve are unable to make it.
Okay, so there it's... Copperwood?
Here.
Metzler? Pasco?
Here.
Kornowski?
Here.
Kornowski, sorry.
Got it.
I was afraid. I even wrote it down to make sure I got it right. Wes, maybe you could just do a brief introduction for whoever hasn't met you. This would be
sure.
Joe.
Joe, yeah. Hi, I'm Wes.
Good, thank you.
Yeah. Just joined
quiz later.
Yeah, right. Just joined the committee, I guess it was a couple months ago.
Okay.
Just the Planning Commission and Board of Appeals, and just moved to Alloway. So excited to get to know the community better and help out where I can.
We're glad to have you. As you can see, we're kind of right on the edge of having a quorum sometimes. And some businesses had to go unsettled for a month or two at a time, so we're glad to have you. The next item on the agenda is to modify any modifications to the agenda. The one that Barb pointed out is it's 2015 instead of 2000. Good thing somebody pays attention. Any other changes? If not, then we'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 3, approved minutes from December 17th, 2014 meeting. Any comments or changes to that? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 4, announcements. Update on the Landmarks and Historic Preservation Raising Ordinance Amendment.
Well, I think everyone heard that it went through the village board, so.
So we don't have to look at it anymore. We don't have to talk about it again for a while. That's great. Thanks. Update on...
you don't want something that lasts another year?
Something that just keeps on the agenda month after month? No, well, we had a good discussion, and so now we probably have most of it memorized, so we won't have to refer to it. Item B, update on the Riverside Drive Corridor Study.
All right, well, we had the open house on Thursday evening, and it was very well attended. Just received a lot of the data and feedback today from Grafe. Reading through it, there's a lot of good positive information in there. And we're working on compiling all that information into something more readable. Let's see. And I guess we'll use that information to kind of focus the open house on March 19th. Specific areas. So I guess the next open house is March 19th.
March 19th.
5 to 7 mm-hmm. here at the Village Hall. Same format as last time, come and go as you kind of are able to.
It was interesting to see most of the people stayed the whole time.
Yeah.
Or a good share of the people
stayed. Yeah, it was a good turnout, and again, people talked about it, and as the evening progressed, more and more little post-it notes went up on the you know, little arrow saying we like this, you know, or whatever.
And Grape is also still working on interviewing some of the stakeholders, so we'll continue that process all the way through.
Is there any meetings like this held for the public that relate to economic development of the area? In other words, or is that, because that's part of their mandate from the bid that we asked for, was, you know, proposals for how to market and what product, what services or products or organizations might fit there, and what that vacant land could, what could be built on there that's workable. Is that something that would involve a public hearing, or is that just, I mean, a public meeting, or is that just something that they put together and present to the board? I don't have that little timeline in front of me, their chart, so I was expecting to see something like that, you know, last time or next time, but apparently it's a separate issue that they handle differently.
Right. I think you'll see that kind of progress as we're going along within the study itself, and at the very end, when they're doing their final presentation to the board, you know, we'll certainly encourage the public to be there to hear it, and we'll give some ideas of what could be taking place. And in the meantime, we'll be continuously talking to them as the word's out.
Yeah,
the word is out that we have this corridor study going. Mm-hmm. So there are interests.
And I understand that, you know, they need to learn what the corridor is about first,
right,
and what we're all about before they can make a recommendation that's consistent with this circumstance. So it's just a question.
It's
a good question.
They also are going to be presenting to the ABA meeting March 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of the ABA members know what the corridor study is. Mm-hmm. Some of the members came to the meeting the other night. So I think what they're really wanting to do is kind of do a breakout session and kind of divide the ribbon too, and kind of get a little more feedback that way too. Yeah.
So it's an ongoing process, and we're kind of at the beginning.
Okay. Yeah. Wes, are you familiar with what the ABA is?
The Alloy Business Association. So they're going to have input into adaptable reuse, highest and best use of the properties. Is that kind of what you guys are focusing on?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Thank you. Any other announcements?
I know. Any other
meetings? No one else has any announcements that aren't on the agenda? And I'll send you an email, Trevor, just to remind you I won't be here for the next... the end of March.
Okay.
For those two meetings. A question. Bobby's not here, so we don't know if she had a contact with the Miramar group. Because the way we heard was after the first of the year, they wanted to invite her and talk. And so that. So, any feedback or status update on the grants that we have out for the two village-owned properties?
Last I talked to them, it's going to be going to the review board at their May meeting.
Okay.
So.
Great.
Yeah.
So everything's moving along okay, and no issues.
Because of the state tax credit backlog, because they froze it at the end of last year.
They're behind.
Yeah. So that's why they didn't make it for the February meeting.
Yeah.
So we'll be going to the
meeting. As I had in my notes somewhere, either February or May, I think, when I was reading through. So, yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Public appearances. Item number 5. No public appearances. No old business, new business. Item number 6, discussion of Historic Preservation Month. Trevor, do you have any comments on your note? I thought it was great, and I kind of went through and looked at one of the ones that I thought would apply for us. Anything to start our discussion off with?
No, I mean, you know, some of the stuff might have a little more planning behind it, so
I don't know if, and also some budget, might be some budget items in there too, so I don't know for this year, but I thought it would be good discussion, great way to start thinking for next year, especially if the community center and the pump house mm-hmm. are nominated, maybe we could do a dedication ceremony next May.
Yeah.
You know, put a plaque in the budget mm-hmm. and have a dedication ceremony.
I don't know how much a plaque costs, but when we locally designated the guardhouse at Heritage Hill, once they had their project completed, we were going to work with Charles Pelkey on coming up with a plaque for that. You know, Charles is gone, and I think they still have some railing to put up. I don't know if they'd have it done by May, that if we wanted to do hold our May meeting there, maybe, and I don't know how long it takes to get a plaque.
You know, I guess if it's a standard plaque, or is it something that...
Well, it'd be a local one, so it wouldn't be like the typical National Registry one. I don't. I guess it would be up to us. Maybe the state would be able to suggest something.
Right. Otherwise, we do a lot of our plaques that we put around from Robert Bowling, and he does a really nice job. And they are the brass.
So it could be outside then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe, I don't know who's in charge of Heritage Hill now. Do you know? Now that Charles
Steve... Yes, I do know.
Okay.
I remember seeing it in the newsletter, but the name escapes me.
It's that guy. It's that guy.
Maybe if somebody
yeah,
can contact
him
to find out if they're going to have that project completed sometime in May. That I know before they started their project and we did our little tour through there, we held our meeting in their main room. Were you
yep.
there for that?
Yep.
So maybe we could do that again and then present the plaque.
That would be kind of nice.
May History Month.
Yeah. And then in the same token, we should put together a resolution mm-hmm. so the board can pass a resolution.
Okay.
So those are the simple things to do and,
mm-hmm.
And attach that with the plaque too. I mean, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking through your list. A few things that kind of jump out are items that maybe create more awareness. I always like the ideas of meetings and workshops and things like that, but they're historically poorly attended. So to pour a bunch of resources and that sort of thing, but like the award idea, I think that's a great idea for an annual award. Maybe in May every year, and then the obviously the historic markers and plaques dedication and the resolution. Just to get that awareness out there, I think is two kind of easy ones that might make a big impact. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if somebody's putting a lot of their money into their home to rehabilitate it, whether they get a grant or not or whatever else, it's kind of a big deal for them.
Absolutely.
And they should get recognized.
A lot of pride.
Right, exactly.
And that carries over to other people who are maybe thinking about it.
Right.
My house was... It was proposed. It could be, and then here's what happens when it is. Or our neighborhood is a potential district, and it's all part of building awareness.
Yeah, and those are two things that could easily be done.
Yeah.
With awards, you can get pictures of before and after. If you do it annually, then you can see the progress and publish that kind of stuff.
Well, one of the things that would be nice to have within the Village Hall
right.
is a lot of the historic aspect of all that.
Yep.
No pun intended, but
sure.
as you start to take these photos, display them.
Shows that progress is being made and we're doing things in regard to preserving history. And there were a couple of...
Is there a reasonable way to track the private investment into the historic districts? Is that something that you guys are tracking right now? Or is it just kind of outreach and asking, hey, what have you done? When somebody pulls a building permit in a historic district, I guess we kind of know.
Right.
But to track that would be kind of neat to see what kind of major rehabilitation is taking place.
Would be... Maybe something we could do.
Yeah, and now with the software that we have, we've got a new software for the building inspection.
Sure.
That we can track things much easier.
Yes.
And you're not relying on the paper file.
Yeah, that's even data that might be good for our meetings, and whatever.
Yeah, that would be great, especially if we get one district.
Yeah,
recognized.
Just to know what's going on.
You can say, look at all the redevelopment within
right.
this historic district.
The house on the southwest corner of Iroquois and Webster, Is that, I can't remember the name of the family that lives there, or the...
Oh, Broski? Is that one?
The big brick home, yeah.
With the red roof.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's on there. That was...
Potentially
mm-hmm.
eligible.
Mm-hmm. Marty Metzler worked on that house for, 2 years, 3 years? Did a lot of work in, taking that extra pride because, mm-hmm. That's what he does, so...
Right.
That might be a nice one to kind of get a little feel for.
Sure.
He might be able to fill those... At the time, we had a contractor service for our building inspection and whether or not we can track that stuff down from them.
Yeah.
It's possible. That would be a nice one to look at because I think they spent a lot of money.
Jerry Fowler said that he did a lot of updating at his house. I don't know if it's a before or after of his. It's primarily inside the house.
Jerry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said he did a lot of updating.
And he would, I'm sure, would be more than willing to showcase, I don't want to say showcase, be an example.
Mm-hmm. So that's my point. Least amount of resources, most amount of impact.
Yep.
Those two are big. Yeah.
It helps other people who are thinking about it or contemplating kind of put it in a frame of reference. Here's my home and here's what I'm thinking about and here's what these people did and look how that turned out. Shows an example of what you can do and maybe how much it costs.
Absolutely.
Again, building awareness. We did one of these already, host a presentation from the Wisconsin Historical Society.
How'd that go? Did a lot of people show up, or was it just the committee?
There was at least a few people from each of the potential districts, and some individually eligible.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. The weather wasn't the best that night, of course.
Yeah. That's what happens when you live here and you have something
planned in December.
Yeah, when you plan it in December. There's an agenda item here, discussion and feedback from National Register Open House, so we'll have some, yeah. This number, item number 7. So we'll have some discussion about what that was all about.
Well, unless if you talk to somebody down at the state and they'll be making a local presentation, maybe for Green Bay or De Pere, that we could kind of piggyback on that and advertise that to our people too and let them know.
If we knew about it, then I mean, you'll have to live in Green Bay to be able to attend one of those meetings. It's just, if you're aware of it. And like, I went to a lot of meetings that related to the Walmart downtown. I don't live in the city, but I was interested in observing and seeing how that turned out. So, yeah. The other one I thought would be interesting would be, they're all good, but house genealogy. Organize a workshop, teach people how to research buildings' history through available documents and research materials. I think that might be interesting for maybe people that live in an older home. And I lived in one that was, I celebrated its 100th anniversary last month when I lived in Minnesota. And it was fun to, I got the abstract, things like this. So, and again, it makes people aware of the fact that, this is a neat, look at all these folks who lived here. And again, build interest. So that's one that stood out for me.
And the Historic Society's been looking at creating a walking tour brochure. I think I read in there April or May they're going to do a bus tour of the area. If you're a member of the Historic Society, you can always join. There'll be free to members that they're going to get a bus to do a bus tour around the village and tell stories of some of the properties. So maybe I should push them to do that during May for the History Month.
Yeah?
That's a good idea.
Well, yeah, that's something in partnership with them or Heritage Chile. Mm-hmm.
And they're also looking at doing a bus trip down to Madison to tour the Capitol.
Besides Heritage Hill, what's the percentage mix between commercial type properties that are designated historic versus residential? Is it all residential in Alloway? Historic structures?
So we only have one on the National Register, and that's a residential, and then we have one in Heritage Children's local designation.
Okay.
Everything that's eligible, I believe, is just residential. Am I correct?
Yeah, the two of it are.
Yeah. And some structures. There's the mausoleum that's eligible, oh. And a railroad bridge, and then the two village buildings, and then
right.
The rest are houses.
Yeah, there's 13. So 13 single family homes, and three districts that are identified there, and the single family homes also are identified with the red letters. That's the result of that intensive survey that we had taken.
Currently in the village we have one National Register house on Tap Street and some buildings within the reformatory walls and Heritage Hill that are on the National Registry.
Okay. I don't know if you want to tour any of those inside the prison.
Yeah, I'll take a look.
The Historic Society is looking at doing another tour down there, and the Historic Society did too.
Yeah.
So that was really interesting.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, sure would be.
I would go on an organized tour around myself.
That's interesting, though. You're waiting, and then all of a sudden you're checking in.
Yeah.
Jump the wall.
Very old bars.
Have you been in there, Brad?
Never been in there.
It's like its own little city. There's some really neat little chapel buildings.
I've heard this. It looks a lot different on the inside than it does on the outside with that old dirty wall that we... Remember we talked about having somebody paint a mural on that wall? I think it would all that whatever the surface is on that ethos would fall off if you tried to power wash it.
Yeah.
So it's going to look that way for a while. So these are all good ideas. Do we have any other? We're not making any motions or resolutions tonight. This is a discussion to help us understand the potentials.
Well, why don't Trevor and I can reach out to Heritage Hill and try to coordinate some stuff with them, get some feedback from them,
yeah.
And then see if we can do the guardhouse would be a nice thing to do.
Yeah. Also, could contact the house on Tap Street to, I don't know, have we ever done anything formally with him?
No.
That's a Frank Lloyd Wright one, right?
One of his designers.
One of his
proteges or something. Right.
I think Tracy sent him a letter, didn't she? I don't know what that was about. a while ago.
Yeah, I think kind of when we first got started, I believe.
You need to clean the trees up around it so you can see it much better.
You have to look close.
You drive by it most times.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to see.
It's pretty cool, though.
Yes, I'm sure it is. It's supposed to be one on our block that was designed by one of Frank Lloyd Wright's proteges. I don't know. I never heard officially that it was, but it wasn't on the survey, the intensive survey, so I don't know. Looks kind of contemporary. It's a flat roof. So, any other discussion on item number 6? If not, we'll move on to item number 7, discussion of feedback from National Register Open House. And we have another memo from Trevor.
Yeah, and just going off the numbers, I thought from the Open House we received 3 from the Miramar District, 3 from the Robinson Hill District, 1 from the Sunset Circle District, and 2 individual listings. And then I received 1 follow-up call afterwards from the Robinson Hill and 1 from the Miramar. And the Miramar's up here, 26 homes, 4 residents interested, that's about 15%. So it's pretty good, I think, just initial interest. I guess going from there, if we're moving forward with it for the grant in later this year, I would recommend going forward with Miramar if we're going to do a district and maybe the 2 individual listings that we're interested.
That would have been my guess as the one that is more contiguous or more focused on one area. Robinson Hill is kind of a by the shape. Plus, it has a lot of homes. It's got 80 or 87 or 86 or whatever properties in it.
Yeah, it's Robinson Hill here.
And they only had a little less than 5% interest based on the open house. Yeah. There's some neat streets there. It's an interesting to drive.
Mm-hmm.
I go through there every time we go to Lorelei to have dinner. I pick another street to drive down.
There's actually a really nice house right here. No, actually, it's right up here, right behind Lorelei.
Yeah.
It's for sale.
Oh.
I was looking at houses, so.
Yeah.
Well, we support you buying it.
That'd be really neat.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was only on the market for a week.
The Sunset Circle had the fewest homes, 16 or whatever, but there was only one. I don't think, and I got the sense that some of the residents were not interested at all in doing that, or that they weren't. There was no, not just because only one person voiced interest, but just in general, there might have been more resistance to wanting to draw attention to that neighborhood. I don't know if that's true or not. But.
Well, very possible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. From listening to people talk, that's all.
Park issue.
The Packer or the Packer Heritage Trail tour.
Yeah.
They go through that area.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's not something that they really enjoy.
Mm.
The bus coming down there.
Oh yeah.
Streetway.
Yeah.
Streets aren't that wide. And
right.
The couple that attended didn't seem opposed, but they might be the only ones. Hopefully Bobby was able to meet with them. She was going to have coffee or whatever with the group on Miramar. And
did she know, do you know which individuals she was looking at talking with?
No. Was she talking to Vicki Fabry about?
Because Vicki's in the other room right now.
Okay.
And so is Jim Redeman.
Is there Jenny as well? Jenny Miller?
I don't.
Are they having street work done?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and too, speaking with the Wisconsin Historic Society, they mentioned that was probably the next step is to reach out to an individual district, and they said they would be more than happy to come and kind of speak with them as well. So I don't know. They said May is a busy month because it's Historic Preservation Month, but I know in the past we had talked about that being a month kind of right before summer, before everyone's weekends and weeknights fill up. But Joe said he if we came up with a date early enough, he would try to work it in. Otherwise, April too.
So it's almost March. We really need to get some more feedback from Bobby, I think, right? Before we could move forward and on the assumption that they're all wanting to get together and have another meeting. Her input is valuable for us to do anything.
If they're all in favor of it, if she met with them, maybe Joe doesn't need to come.
Yeah. Depending on how the coffee
mm-hmm.
goes.
Right.
And yeah. Anything else that we should discuss on this, on the open house? The two individuals, one of them is on, that's the Roger Minahan
mm-hmm.
house that's on our, down the block from us, which is kind of...
That's Jerry Fowler's.
Yeah. He came to the open house and his wife and daughter came
to
the next meeting, that's right, yeah. And they were interested in pursuing that, and we're willing to wait for the grant cycle to go through to do it.
I actually talked to Jerry last week, and he had offered, is there anything I can help the village with? He said, except historic.
Like be a member? No?
Yeah, I tried to get him, but he's like,
we tried too, didn't we? It seems like we talked
and his
to
his wife.
Yeah, we tried talking to her.
We tried to talk to
it. Anybody that shows any interest?
We gave our plug.
Yeah, we did what we could.
All right, so I'll reach out to Bobby and kind of find out the March meeting.
Yeah. And if she needs any assistance or any support in some way, if she wants someone else to be there, you know, maybe one of us could attend, could support her by going to a meeting if she wants. It's up to her.
So you don't know if she's had the meeting or
we
she's
don't.
Still trying to...
Well, in December, she said after the holidays, she was going to have a meeting, so I haven't spoken to her for a while.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, maybe a little premature yet, but if we were to pick a time in April, maybe this wouldn't be a bad time to just kind of pencil that in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thinking like maybe it's that last week of April.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's
just to see
what our meeting would be, maybe even.
Right, yeah. And see if Joe's available.
Yeah.
And at least get him on the book, and we can always cancel it. It's.
Who's going to contact Joe? Is that
I can
you?
Yeah. I like talking to Joe.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
I've never met him, I don't think. I'm still the new guy. Well, now I'm not the new guy anymore.
Usually the new guy is president, right?
Time around.
Yeah, what were we thinking? We should have had the agenda item. Anything else? Item number 8, discussion of outreach to National Register eligible homes. Trevor's note kind of highlights the fact that it came up as in a discussion at the Plan Commission meeting. You know, are there journals or periodicals or monthly or quarterly updates that could be of help to people who are curious or interested or on the National Register, and certainly to be offered as a support to someone who's decided to go through the process. Like if we decide with Miramar something that we can offer them is, here's what we have to offer you going forward, you know, how the tax credits work specifically, or, you know, what other districts have done, whatever they have to offer. So I think that was what we wanted to do, was make sure we had a kind of a short list of things that we could supply, make aware to people. Is that kind of that's what you had said, and then you asked me if I agreed, and I said, yeah, we both heard the same thing.
I think that's how I understood it.
Yeah.
I mean, we have three plan commission members here, so.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
But I did just kind of comb through what we do have. Found a lot of old Wisconsin historic magazine, or magazine of history, from the 50s and 60s that we have, and one from 2008. But this is still in circulation. This goes to members or people who are interested, who are members of the Wisconsin Historic Society. And they have a little e-newsletter. I guess they must also print it, but this is free. This comes out quarterly. It's columns and just interesting tidbits around the state. And then, of course, the Historic Alloway Society has their newsletter. And then, I was able to collect some things that Oshkosh hands out, just, you know, informational stuff that maybe we could put together, and, you know, after we have some districts established and things going, like they're pretty neat.
Well, the people that did attend the open house gave email addresses, right? So you know that at least that they're interested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could start with that and send newsletters their way or something.
Well, the Historic Society newsletters were not giving out because we're thinking that's really the only benefit at this time that we have for our members. So we're
okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We
well
might
I
put those. Maybe we might put a couple on our website if we okay. get the website back up. But we're not handing them out.
Okay. Well, they call them e-newsletter. We could, send a link out to.
There's a Brown County Historical Society also, right? Which has a, you know, they, I'm a member of that, and I get to get a publication. There was one about, the last one was, one of them was a home in Alloway off of Webster. A contemporary one, I can't think of it.
It's on Rosemont.
It's on Rosemont,
yeah.
Arbor,
the
corner.
Mm-hmm.
The address is number 100.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of contemporary, and they did a lot of work in the last year or two on it. And, you know, it's a neat place from the outside.
The Historic Society had a tour. We had a home tour about a year and a half ago, and that was one of the homes.
That one,
it's really neat to see.
But there was a write-up about that, and then there was one about a restaurant in across the river in De Pere, Salt.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
that was interesting.
Nice restaurant, too. I ate there once. That's another source of things historical if someone is, I mean, people may be interested only for their own house and they don't care about history, but other people are interested because they like the historical context and they like to learn about where they live. So.
One of the things that Trevor's been working with their DEO officer is to try to establish neighborhood associations.
Mm-hmm.
And get those things, if we can get that going,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's our network.
It's the way to communicate, for sure, yeah. Yeah.
And speaking with Green Bay's Neighborhood Association contact, she said the best way, or one of the best ways to get a group going is through a historic district in actually Astor Park.
Hmm.
There's the historic district of Astor Park, and then there's the Astor Park Neighborhood Association, and it encompasses a much larger area, but
mm-hmm.
you know, you have that group that's involved in preserving homes and preserving that look, and then they're involved and
mm-hmm.
kind of it's contagious.
Yeah,
so
that's kind of like a core group or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I could see, you know, some of the districts that we have identified in the
mm-hmm.
intensive survey is kind of starting. You know, establish those as historic districts, and from there, probably wouldn't take much to.
I think our little neighborhood where we live might be, there might be some interest. I mean, they get together socially. You know, at least the wives do. they go to, they have a lunch and it's well attended. You know, 20-30 people.
Oh, wow.
The Arrowhead.
Arrowhead.
Something or other.
You're going to have to get invited to their luncheon.
Yeah.
Well, we've done some targeted mailings, Rick and I. And so maybe we'll target that area with some letters. And
What kind of information are you trying to disseminate? Like, City of Oshkosh is taking two approaches here. This one is very program-based,
mm-hmm.
the plaque program,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty relevant information to get people on board with these types of programs. And this one's more informational, kind of like how we're just talking about. I mean, it gives you kind of snapshots in the different areas of the community. So if you were going to do something similar to this, you know, my suggestion would be to keep it fresh and maybe focus on one area every quarter in some sort of mailing or something like that. Because otherwise, we don't want to send stuff out that gets stale.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because this kind of stuff can't get stale.
Right.
There's only so many historic homes. So, you know, so really, I mean, I think the program-based, I don't know if there's mailings that go out right now about any, you know, if we do end up having an awards thing for a historic home or we do end up doing a plaque dedication like we talked about, you know, that kind of stuff, advertising that, I think would be kind of neat just to get the word out. Is that what you're looking for? Are you looking for ideas on how to disseminate the information, or are you looking for what information to disseminate? I guess I'm not clear on what the agenda item is.
Well, What exactly did the Planning Commission have in mind? They were thinking of ways to kind of disseminate information, right?
Information which would support residents, homeowners who are wanting to learn about historic preservation, because they reside in one of these three districts or they own one of the 13 homes, or someone else who might think their home should be and would like to. It's just to build awareness and to show that there's support other than, I mean, some people might think, oh yeah, great, they give me a plaque and then we never see them again. And I think that was kind of the message that I was getting from the discussion, was that some kind of ongoing information that helps keep it fresh and helps people feel like, yeah, this is kind of neat. I'm glad I did this. And my neighbor's asking me about it. And here I showed him my latest journal. And maybe he wants to do it too or something.
Do you think of a targeted mailing? Is that kind of what you're...
I would think so.
Yeah.
Targeted, I think, mailing.
Maybe some program specific, maybe some highlight historical areas or homes or work that's been done. You know, that's an important one, like we just talked about.
I think, was Roger the one that suggested that?
I believe so.
Because he's on the City of Green Bay Historic Preservation Commission, so maybe he'd be able to tell us what they do exactly.
Right.
Or some of the resources they have available that would maybe work for us.
Yeah. Any other comments on this discussion topic? Anything that we should be taking on as an action item, or pretty much that's it? Yeah, okay.
This is going back to Planning Commission. And,
I don't know that we could send it to Planning Commission, but I think maybe we could talk to Roger and find out what he has available for people, and then maybe ask the state if there are brochures. You could have brochures. You have a rack out in the hallway. That we could have something like that available at this time until we start getting a little more into the districts.
We started finally an e-news every month.
Sure.
Of course, now we've got the LOA Neighbors magazine.
Right, and so now you're on the cover.
I saw somebody I recognized in that first issue.
And I know there was some interest in putting some stories about the history of Alloway in there, so then that would maybe...
Maybe that's the address.
The interest.
History corner and those
what
items.
Steve, do you know Wes at all?
You haven't met me.
Hi, Steve Vandenhoff.
Nice to meet you.
I want to take the opportunity to introduce you guys. But one of the things that we have struggled with for years, especially in the 9 years you've been on the board and 8 years as the president, is to try to get the information out to people. And we've tried so many different methods. And I think right now, we've got probably more information going out and being received better than ever. Mm-hmm. Those that are signing up for the email blast, the e-news, the Alloway Neighbors magazine, I mean, it's finally starting to...
And Trevor.
And you know, with his being on board to be able to do some of this stuff has been very helpful.
Is it on Facebook?
Parks is on Facebook. Neighborhood Watch is on Facebook. The village itself, we haven't done that yet.
A couple of trustees are on Facebook.
Yeah.
Trustees.
Sure.
And keep spreading the news. And so we've come a long way. We've tried hard. And the Neighborhood Magazine fell on our lap, which is a nice thing. Hopefully it is able to survive. So,
if you ask Jim Ratler, who's a trustee, he has a Facebook page, and he's pretty active on it.
Yep.
He would probably be wanting to post some things regarding whatever word you wanted to get out. He also owns a business, and I don't know if you make anything on his behalf. It's called the Green Bay News Network. It's sort of like an online marketing newspaper kind of thing that you pay to be a member, but I'm not sure he wouldn't accept the village pro bono and sort of get the word out through that channel of things that are going on.
The last I spoke with him, he had over 20,000, I guess, viewers of it. So he's really getting the word out.
Yeah, he's really, and that's kind of what he does. He's really, he's very good.
Anything else on this topic? guess we'll move on to item number 9, next meeting date, March 25th, and potential agenda items.
I think some of these that we've talked about would probably come back as some action items.
I have, I'll speak with Joe DeRose and Bobby and find out the information with Miramar District and how we could approach that. Maybe set something up for the April meeting. Then Brad and I are going to talk with Heritage Hill and see if we can set something up for May to have our meeting there if they're ready to, at least And I also have, I'll talk to Roger about, what kind of information information Green Bay sends out and what we can do.
I'm not trying to create more work for you, but, the idea behind trying to figure out a mechanism for reporting on when alterations are being done within the historic district based on building permit data, it'd be neat if you were able to throw something together in the next month and just to see what that would look like. Because if we do move forward with an awards or whatever it is, we're going to want to have some objective data to use to look at those awards. So getting that started now would be another beneficial.
The nice thing is Trevor shares the same office with the building inspector.
Yeah, perfect.
Can't hide from each other.
I need this.
It's good to have somebody on the inside, right?
Yeah. But I think with that, the software that we're going to be using is going to be so helpful.
Sure.
To get away from looking for all those files.
What kind of software is it?
It's through Gov.
MyGov?
MyGov, yeah.
Okay.
After the building inspector.
No, with the code enforcement.
Code enforcement, yeah.
You run code enforcement through the building inspector software also?
We had Tom.
It's separate software for. But at my work, we have event management software. It is sold as being really easy, easy implementation, easy data conversion. Our code enforcement software didn't work out like that.
Yeah.
So far, it's been working pretty good.
The code enforcement?
No, the building inspection stuff. They entered in 200 and what was it? 308 contractors into it, so that when they walk to the front counter to get a permit, or they can do their permit online, they can pay their stuff online. And then all the emails and everything, every conversation that has taken place through that contractor, it's stored in
like a CRM.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Have you learned reports on
it? We were supposed to go live last week. They had power outage. They're in either Oklahoma or out east, one of the two. I don't know which one they were at. So.
It's always something.
I got a bridge to sell you there.
Yeah. I hope it was in software sales.
Anything else on the March meeting agenda? Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, when you put this resolution together, you can certainly have you take a look at it at the March meeting, too. And they'll go to the board, so that way it'd be ready to go to the board in April. Because April we only have one meeting, and that's the 21st. So that would be a good time for us to look at it, and then April 21st they can do the resolution proclaiming May.
Okay. Anything else? If not, I guess I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned.